Now for analysis, we're going to turn to Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. Mike joins us every week on Day to Day. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Alex.
Let me read you a headline from today's LA Times front page. Attack is a media coup for Iraq resistance, experts say. The story goes on to amplify that. This was yesterday before, the story's written yesterday before this latest series of car bombings. What can we say about who's carrying out these attacks?
Well, it shows what a modern form of warfare terrorism is. It's one of the things that makes it a modern form of warfare, that it is media savvy, and terrorism depends on publicity. So that's why they're going after high-profile targets, like the hotel where Paul Wolfowitz and other Americans stay. We don't know who these people are, but they raise media problems for President Bush because there are people who were Saddam Hussein supporters before, of whom we were told there were none, or almost none, or there are people who have been alienated by our very presence there, or, as Jackie Lydon was suggesting, they're outsiders, who that was something else that we weren't told might happen.
You mentioned the Bush administration. They've recently made the case that many of the positive developments in Iraq are going unnoticed or underreported. The president again made that case today, reacting to these explosions from the White House. Here's what he had to say.
There are terrorists in Iraq who are willing to kill anybody in order to stop our progress. The more successful we are on the ground, the more these killers will react.
So the president, Mike, is making the case that we are making progress there.
Well, by that kind of logic, if they manage to drive us out of the country and restore Saddam Hussein, that will show that we've really gotten their goat. I think that's not a persuasive argument. Either the administration foresaw this stuff and didn't tell us, or they didn't foresee it. That's their problem, and either one looks a little bad.
Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld stirred up the Iraq debate this last week with a leaked memo he wrote that predicted the war on terrorism was going to be a long, hard slog. Is there a role for that kind of candor in the situation that we're in?
Well, candor is great when you can get it. It was a very good memo. It told a lot of things very frankly, and it raised a lot of good questions. The trouble with it is that it is very different from what Rumsfeld and the administration have been saying in public. And that raises the question, why are they saying things differently to themselves, admitting things that are obviously or apparently true about the situation that they won't admit in public?
Well, you're a longtime editor, writer, political observer. Why are they doing that?
Well, they're doing what they should be doing in this private memo. The question is, why are they not being frank in public? And I've wondered this. I don't have an answer. We've talked about this before in less weighty context, Alex. Why don't politicians and political leaders admit that they made a mistake or failed to foresee something? It's not even good politics. It's not even good leadership to be coy, especially when you know your memo is going to get leaked if he didn't leak it himself. I don't have an answer. It's built into the culture of politics.
Analysis from Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.